Our Garden, a Naruto fanfiction by Kurgaya, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated teen and up, with pairing Kakashi, Guy, and content warning for disassociation. It's barely past dawn when Guy returns from his jog. It's promising to be a hot summer day, and he beelines to the kitchen to refill his water bottle. His jumpsuit is all but fused to his skin, and so is his hair. It's due a trim. He shoves his fingers through the back and immediately wishes he hadn't. Sweat is nothing a quick shower won't fix, but he cringes and wipes his hand down his leg, still breathing hard from the run. It was a good run, 10 times around the village wall. The guards posted at each of the 4 gates are accustomed with his workouts. It's been years since they last raised the alarm at the sight of him speeding past. Some of them even wave. Guy's not sure how long the round trip took today, but he knows his pace and he could hazard a guess. He vows to work harder tomorrow. He gulps more water and thinks about breakfast. He considers waking Kakashi for it too, and smiles as he always does when Kakashi comes to mind. Kakashi sleeps over most nights now, duties permitting. Sometimes he summons the dogs and fills Guy's apartment with chaos. Sometimes it's just the two of them in quiet meals, or not-so-quiet meals. And sometimes there's cozy sleeping after not-so-cozy hands. Kakashi likes to push his hands through Guy's hair and kiss him in the dark. Guy likes that too, but he likes all of Kakashi's ideas. Kakashi probably won't like it now, with Guy needing a shower and all. All the more reason to shower quickly then. Guy pokes his head into the bedroom on the way over. The door to the balcony is open, and the plants wave at him in silhouettes. A small fan whirs in the corner of the room, fluttering Kakashi's hair. Guy switched it on when he left. At some point this morning, Kakashi has rolled closer to it, and now he's sprawled on his stomach like an overheated dog. Kakashi's only brown eye peeks open. He says something, his voice distorted by the fan. He's asleep again before Guy can reply. Guy leaves him be. He smiles and dives into the bathroom to clean up. 15 minutes later, he reappears, dressed down in leggings and his shinobi mesh. He'll change back into his jumpsuit when it's time to meet his students. His hair drips into a towel around his neck, and he scrubs his face dry with a corner. His feet stick a little too well to his slippers, so he hardly makes a sound as he drifts back into the bedroom. Kakashi has moved once again, now curled around a pillow with a familiar grip of denial. But he knows he can't pretend the morning away, regardless of how hard he refuses to acknowledge Guy. Guy hops over. There's a quiet go away of dissent from the pillow. Morning, my love. How are you feeling? Says the pillow. It must be weary. Just yesterday, it arrived home from the land of tea after a punishing joint mission with Sunan Shinobi. It scarcely made it through the window of Guy's apartment and into a pair of slippers before flopping into an exhausted heap on the floor. Guy rescued it from that dark and empty corner and bundled it into the bed. Now it's glaring at him with a button-red eye from behind feather-white hair. What time? Time for waking up, Guy says. It's a bright and glorious day. You're wasting springtime. Come on now, roll out of bed and I shall prepare us some breakfast. He pats the sorry lump on the futon called Kakashi and earns a grumble. Then, more gently, he pats Kakashi's pillow-white hair. How about miso fried rice? Can you stomach that? The switch from soldier pills to genuine food is a difficult one, especially for Kakashi, who rarely remembers to eat in the downtime between missions. He can't sustain himself on soldier pills, no matter how hard he tries. No. Guy expected as much. He'll make 2 portions, just in case. Tea, then. Coffee. Chamomile? Coffee. Jasmine, then, Guy concedes. They play this game often. He has yet to bring Kakashi anything except his favorite roast, well-versed in this unchangeable stage of their wake-up routine. The guy is a man who takes pleasure from the simple things in life, and Kakashi's fond eye roll is one of them. Green tea will get your metabolism up and going this early in the... Guy. The glare is genuine now. Guy lowers his arms from their triumphant flex and spreads his palm across the back of Kakashi's head. His fingers disappear into the down-like crown. Kakashi squeezes his eyes shut and merges with the pillow again. This doesn't usually happen in their game. Guy brushes the knuckles of his other hand along Kakashi's shoulder and feels him tense. The mission must have been difficult. Breakfast can wait, Guy decides. He continues petting Kakashi's shoulder, waiting for the tension to ease. The fan whirs back and forth, occasionally clicking. It's white noise in Guy's bedroom, and he hardly hears it. He listens to Kakashi sigh. It's a tired sigh, but not pained. Guy will take what he can get. The kids. Not till noon, Guy replies, although he can surely postpone their training if need be. His responsibilities as Kakashi's touchstone and rival and friend and partner are equally as important as his duties to his students. You have me all morning. Okay, Kakashi says, and then he doesn't say anything else until Guy has laid down beside him. A single futon is far too small for the both of them, but Guy folded his away before he left on his run. Neither of them comment on the awkward fit. I'm fine. Guy says nothing, trusting him. He kisses the back of Kakashi's neck. It's sweaty there, too. Guy doesn't mind. He throws a leg over Kakashi's and tries to gauge how far to take this. The line between grounded and trapped is a precarious one for any shinobi, but for Kakashi, it's particularly fine. But Kakashi doesn't shift away, so Guy hugs him close, squeezing just shy of too tight. Your hair's wet, Kakashi says. It's cold. Guy kisses him again. Water drips between their hot skins. I showered. Kakashi shivers. It's nice. The fan continues spinning. Guy's plants crowd the balcony doorway, watching with their breaths held. The day behind them is truly bright and glorious, and slowly Kakashi releases the pillow and sets it down in the sun. I don't remember getting back, he admits. He pats the pillow like one of his dogs. Hopefully he won't reach the point of needing them. You arrived last night through the window. You were half asleep. Half asleep and disassociating, no doubt. Guy should have noticed. Kakashi often crashes after missions, the prolonged stress of responsibility and battle catching up to him. He used to hide in his own apartment until he felt more like a person, but often, now, he comes to Guy. His moods are hard to predict, and his awareness even more so. But Guy's glad that Kakashi's faraway mind has deemed him a safe place to shelter. He hates the thought of Kakashi battling reality in the dark and alone. It's hard to imagine what Kakashi's experiencing right now. All shinobi react to missions differently. To Guy, Kakashi is real and present and awake, but his consciousness could be adrift, unfeeling, in a plane without words, identity, and time. Guy can only liken it to the haze of pain after his sixth gate, but he doesn't know if that's right. Kakashi has never tried to put it into words, and Guy has never asked. Some things are better left unsaid. Every shinobi knows that. did I debrief? Kakashi asks. He starts petting Guy's hand. He has slim, kunai-nicked fingers, and his skin is covered in lightning lines, remnants of the Chidori. His gloves help to deflect the damage, but he didn't wear any as a child, and the scars remain. They're not the only childhood scars he still wears. Guy thinks back to the previous night. He nuzzles his nose into the top of Kakashi's hair. Wrestling a semi-conscious jonin into sleepwear and bed had been quite a challenge. He can't recall much conversation at all. You did not say. Damn. It's a soft curse, distant. Guy hugs him tight. Debriefing should be the last thing on Kakashi's mind right now, but when he's struggling to pull his thoughts through a haze, plucking any one will do. Come and make breakfast with me. Kakashi says noncommittally. God, I want coffee. He wants routine, normalcy. He's grasping for moments in reality he understands. Guy's morning run, the watching balcony, hot porcelain in his hands. Then I will brew some, and you can shower. We'll make it a race. The fan clacks as it rotates. It sounds like the competitiveness igniting in Kakashi's gaze. Anything for a point, huh? There's no guarantee I'll win, Guy lies. The coffee pot will take a while, certainly, but not as long as Kakashi slogging back to awareness under the ice-cold spray. It's an easy win. He props himself up over Kakashi's chest. His towel damp hair drapes like dark leaves around his face. He reaches to push it out of his eyes, but Kakashi beats him to it. This is getting long. You could tie it back soon. Guy pouts. It will be trimmed long before then, believe me. Sensei's hair was quite long. Guy will admit the change in topic throws him. The fourth Hokage is a man they rarely discuss, owing to the fact that Kakashi tends to shut down any and all conversation about him. Like the Chidori, Minato's death is a childhood scar that will likely never fade. It has wounded Kakashi's heart so terribly that Guy used to fear he would bleed out from the pain. When they do speak of him, Naruto is usually involved. Which can't be the case now, as Naruto and the Land of Tea are two entirely unrelated topics, as far as Guy is aware. Did the Lord Fourth like coffee too? Kakashi smiles. That's the wrong answer, then. Guy tries to think of something else, but cool fingers brushing around his ear distracts him. His body tingles happily, helplessly, at the caress. Did I not tell you? He was from the Land of Tea. Of course. Guy nods seriously. So you've been thinking of him? I guess. It's hard not to, recently. Because of the Land of Tea? Kakashi hums. It's not a full answer. He said it would have been beautiful if not for the war. And it will be beautiful again, Guy assures, feeling like he's missing something. We have peace with the Land of the Wind. Our friendship with Suna promises to be everlasting. There will be no need to fight over foreign land anymore. Optimistic. He says it like a slur. Guy's dealt with plenty of that in his life. The insult hits him harmlessly and slips down his back like water from his hair. How can I not be? There is much in the world to be optimistic for. We'll all work out in the end. Kakashi usually responds to these declarations with a sigh and a smile and, if you say so. And Guy does say so. Their generation and the generations before them have fought too long and hard to fail now. And a future where the world is bleak and warring is a future Guy can't accept. He has seen enough war. They both have. They have lost too much to gain so little. Kakashi doesn't say, "If you say so," this time. He says, "Do you think so?" And it's almost the same, but not quite. And the careful distinction gives Guy pause. It's true that he can be hyperbolic in all manner of things. He has the optimism of the village tenfold and the enthusiasm to match. He can seem insincere. He's well aware that people think that of him. Kakashi used to be one of those people back when they were children. There was little for Kakashi to be optimistic about then, Guy's intentions included. Kakashi has doubts, it's plain to see. But not in Guy. Not anymore. "I do," Guy says. "I think these wars will end one day, and we will be happy, carefree men. Our students will have students, we will have each other, and your dogs, and we will grow old in my garden. I will have even more plants than I do now. I'm looking forward to it." Kakashi's face is carefully blank. He trails his fingers over Guy's wet shoulder. He makes a noncommittal sound. His hand, as it closes around Guy's arm, squeezes a little too tight. "You really think that?" Guy senses there's a wrong answer here. He chooses honesty. He always does. "Wholeheartedly." An eye roll breaks the tension in Kakashi's expression. "Like we have room for more plants." "We have plenty of room." "Yeah? Where? In here?" "Quite so." "And where will I sleep?" "Wherever you like. I've seen you fall asleep on a fence." Color bursts onto Kakashi's cheeks. His gaze fixes on Guy with a glare, more alert now, embarrassment overwhelming his sad and distant thoughts. Guy grins and leans over to kiss his temple. It stays off Kakashi's grumbling long enough for Guy to change the subject. "Come on, love. Breakfast is waiting. There's still a whole day ahead of us." "Yeah, yeah," Kakashi says, "as long as there's coffee." "There's plenty of it." Guy prepares their meal while Kakashi showers and brews the coffee as promised. He's still unsure if Kakashi can stomach anything, but he dishes up the rice into two healthy portions and sets them on the table. It's far too large a table for his tiny kitchen, and when his students are visiting, it's quite a squeeze. It's designed to fold down and store away, but he has guests too often for that to be of any use. But that's certainly not something to complain about. It's debatable whether Kakashi looks more like a person or a wet dog when he exits the shower. Hopefully he feels more like a person, but sometimes it's hard to say. He refuses the meal, much to Guy's dismay, but he accepts a seat at the table with his coffee and a comfortable look, and by the time Guy finishes eating, it could be any normal day. "You could draft your mission report while you're finishing that, rival," Guy says. It's an optimistic suggestion. Kakashi hasn't handed a report on time to the mission office in almost 10 years. He'll debrief with Lady Tsunade because she'll make his life a living hell if he doesn't, but that's it. Guy can't remember the last time he saw Kakashi writing a report. The mission administrators hate him. Kakashi slurps his drink louder. "You cannot rely on your Sharingan to remember everything," Guy admonishes. "You should write it down, for the Hokage at least." "Don't think that'll matter soon," Kakashi says, whatever that means. "It was all politics anyway. Nothing interesting happened. I think the old lady's punishing me for something. Nonsense! If she sent you on a diplomatic mission, it's because she trusts you to represent our village. That's an honor. As you said, the Land of Tea has seen much hardship. Diplomacy is necessary for strong international relations and a swift recovery. It's still a punishment. For what? The Lady Hokage is fond of you. She wants me to take the hat. Guy inhales a chopstick. She does? He wheezes, hacking it back out. Tears blur his vision. Kakashi becomes a smudge of white and black across the table. His smug eyebrows blend into his hairline. His green coffee cup becomes a bruise all over his face. Guy thumps himself on the chest and the chopstick clatters back across the table. They both stare at it. Kakashi's face refocuses in Guy's eyes, and he realizes the expression he mistook for smugness is in fact a playful, and perhaps remotely genuinely, concern. Thanks for the vote of confidence. Guy blinks. That sounds like... My dear rival, are you saying you said yes? Kakashi shrugs. He stares at a point over Guy's shoulder. Is that so hard to believe? Guy forgoes the chopstick to clasp Kakashi's hand. He squeezes it gently, recognizing that this is serious. Kakashi is speaking to him in confidence, and Guy's glad he can. They're rivals and partners and lovers, and they should be pillars of support for each other. Guy wants to support him, but he also doesn't want to lie. My esteemed and beloved rival, you can do anything you set your mind to, he begins, looking Kakashi square in the eye. But I truly did not predict this from you. This is glorious! The Hokage? What a challenge! You have exceeded my expectations yet again, my love. Those must be some low expectations. The opposite, in fact. I only meant you continually find ways to push yourself to new limits, and it's admirable. Succeeding the Lady Hokage is no small task, and no one could have asked that of you. Except the Hokage. And yet you've risen to the challenge. Have I? Kakashi says, but even as he shakes his head, he's laughing. I don't think this is one of our challenges, you know. It's harebrained. Don't look at me like that. I have to go debrief. Of course, Guy says, unable to help his grin. Hatake Kakashi, the sixth Hokage. No wonder Kakashi's thoughts are dwelling on the Lord Fourth. To think that he'll be wearing the same hat as his beloved teacher. Guy watches him stalk off through the apartment, near giddy with pride. Tell the Lady Tsunade I approve of her choice. I look forward to watching you rise to the challenge. Fuck off, Kakashi calls, vanishing from sight. Guy sits at the kitchen table by himself for a few minutes. Kakashi's chakra signature eventually fades from the apartment, and Guy suspects it won't return for the rest of the day. No matter. He collects the wayward chopstick and gathers up the dishes, still smiling. It certainly is promising to be a bright and glorious day. We should celebrate, Guy announces that evening, closing the front door behind him. His students performed admirably today, especially Tenten, whose weapon arsenal is rapidly improving. He had to dodge all manner of blades and explosives today, and he's proud to find a small slice on his jonin vest as he shrugs it off. He carries it over to where Kakashi is lounging under the kotatsu. Kakashi glances at it. With your students? Well, yes, Guy agrees, thinking that a team meal is a wonderful idea. Any excuse to bring his family together is a brilliant one. But I also meant for your promotion. What a wonderful word that is. Promotion. Kakashi's face sours at the sound of it. He sets down his drink and coffee splashes over the books and papers strewn across the kotatsu. A ledger is open to a baffling page of numbers. Guy's eyebrows spring up. It doesn't look like any mission report he's ever seen. It's not official, Kakashi says, surrounded by official paperwork covered in the Hokage's official stamp. It certainly looks official. Guy probably shouldn't be looking at it. Official or not, you're surely working hard, Guy says. He dabs at the coffee spill with his jacket. Unless I'm mistaken, and your debrief lasted all afternoon. It must have been quite a mission. Kakashi sighs. He looks tired. Guy wonders if he's eaten anything today. Were you keeping tabs on me? I always do, Guy says without amble, leaving after a difficult mission unsaid. Most of Kakashi's missions are difficult, but he leaves that unsaid too. You know this. I didn't see one of your turtles. I didn't send a turtle. I spoke to Bakun. Traitor. Kakashi huffs. He picks up his mug and a ring of coffee remains behind, circling complicated words. One of the stamps has faded with years, and Guy wonders which Hokage left it there. It's not a promotion, and it's classified and unofficial, and not something I'm telling Naruto or your kids. You didn't, did you? Fear not. I have been tight-lipped about it all day. I know you don't like commotion. So you sent my dog to spy on me. I only asked Bakun to watch out for you should you summon him, Guy explains, because he hadn't wanted it to be too obvious that he was worried. Kakashi doesn't like to be coddled. Which you did! You only have yourself to blame, my dear rival. Really? Kakashi says. He finishes his drink and then shoves the empty cup into Guy's stomach. You putting the kettle on? Guy grins. I hope this means you've forgiven me. Guess so. I should have known Bakun was up to something. Bakun is wonderful and wise, and never up to anything. Oh, like you, Kakashi drawls. Never! Guy cries. Your pack are the most wondrous companions, and to compare myself to them would not do them justice. Don't let them hear you say that. Their egos are big enough as it is. There's nothing wrong with self-confidence. They should be proud of their skills, as should you. You are already a role model for your students. You will be a marvelous Hokage. Confidence is attractive, my love. Kakashi sniffs. They're dogs. And they are very handsome, Guy says, setting down another cup of coffee. He brushes his fingers around Kakashi's ear, along the strings of his mask. But I meant you. Ah, Kakashi says, shivering gently. Right. There's a thanks in there somewhere. And I mean it when I say we should celebrate, Guy adds. This is a cause for celebration, after all. We should dine somewhere. We don't have to involve our students, or I may have a few bottles of sake around somewhere if you'd prefer. Drinking on the job? I'm surprised. I would never, Guy says, before realizing who's actually on the job right now. You're right, you're working. Celebrating can wait. I wouldn't want to inflict the Lady Hokage's wrath upon you. Any more than it already is, you mean, Kakashi says. He slumps his face into his hand. His mask is tugged down beneath his chin, and it bounces as he sighs. It really is just a glamorous desk job. Nothing worth getting excited over. Everything's just going to stay the same. And yet your work is vital. Give me a moment and I will join you. At my desk job, Kakashi calls as Guy slides his sewing box out from under the TV. There is something strange in his voice, disbelieving, and then he says, "Ah." The box contains a steadily growing collection of crafts and no small amount of fabric. Guy rummages past the knitting needles and yarn to the pouch of silver sewing needles and finer thread. He carries everything he needs back over to the kotatsu, where Kakashi and the torn jacket are watching dispassionately. "You could just request a new one," Kakashi says. He sweeps some of the paperwork aside to make room. Then he shuffles right into Guy's space, so they're shoulder to shoulder, their thighs pressed together. Guy's jumpsuit is skin tight and feels every edge of the kunai strapped to Kakashi's leg. Guy squeezes Kakashi's knee where it's safe to touch. "There's no need for that. This is simple enough to fix. It will only take a minute." "I better not get too comfy then," Kakashi laments, getting comfy anyway. He presses his cheek into Guy's shoulder in a rare plight for attention, but then moves away before Guy can think to cuddle him. He smiles like a chuffed cat. This close, his paperwork is too easy to read, and the tickle of his hair too difficult to ignore. Guy does his best not to look, and not to sneeze. They work quietly together. They don't often have nights like this with their mission schedules. One of them usually works late out in the village, training or patrolling, or trapped in the Hokage's office, or Ramen Ichikaru. Their kids are growing up and independent, but Naruto's love for ramen is everlasting. Guy's been trying to introduce a balanced diet to the boy for years. At least Kakashi's spending more time in Guy's apartment means his students spend more time here too, and Guy can inflict healthy eating on them all. He and Kakashi have never verbalized their relationship to the kids, beyond Guy's declarations of rivalry, of course, but they've hardly discussed it between themselves. Somewhere along the line, Kakashi's careful touching became liberal, and he would run his hands over Guy's shoulders in the most tormenting way. His gaze would linger deliberately, and Guy allowed himself to linger in return. For years, he had resigned himself to a mere fantastical hope that Kakashi might reciprocate his feelings. And then Kakashi took his students to wave, and returned, and kiss Guy on his balcony in front of all the plants. "My kids are fucking crazy, and we almost died," Kakashi had said, pressing Guy into the rows of herbs. "I can't do this without you." The next morning, they started training their students together. Little else in their relationship changed. Kakashi relocated from the kotatsu to a futon in Guy's bedroom, and Guy's hands relocated from friendly shoulder slaps to Kakashi's waistband and up his shirt, along his jaw, down his spine. "Is that needle so interesting?" Guy starts, reining his thoughts back in. He finishes threading the needle, hoping he hadn't been staring at it for too long. Judging by Kakashi's quirked eyebrow, it was long enough. "I was just thinking," Guy says, his face hot. Kakashi is warm against him. Guy feels his body heat in more than one place. "I didn't mean to distract you."
"Thinking about what?"
"Just things. Our students." Kakashi doesn't need the Sharingan to scrutinize him.
"That's a shame," he says, shrugging a shoulder. "This paper is monotonous."
"Then I'll make dinner," Guy announces, snatching the excuse. "Drinking on the job is one thing, but there is a time and a place for more involved activities, and now is neither." He shoves aside his sewing.
I bet you've only had soldier pills today. Did you eat those leftovers?
Is that what you were thinking about?
Yes, absolutely, Guy insists, aware that his face is red. He can feel his skin burning, and not from the sun. It really has turned out to be a bright and glorious day. Kakashi hums. He doesn't call Guy out on his bullshit, but that doesn't mean he's oblivious. Guy would never assume so little of him.
Let's get takeout, Kakashi says, squeezing Guy's thigh. And open that wine.
He summons Pakun and Bull to deliver their order. Bull accepts the note and head pat with a wag of his tail. Pakun rolls his eyes so hard that his entire face seems to ripple. His wrinkles wobble at Kakashi.
Thought you weren't going to celebrate.
Well, Kakashi says, which is all he says. The dogs vanish in puffs of smoke.
Wine, Kakashi prompts.
Guy shakes his head fondly, only ever fondly, and pats Kakashi's knee. Then he goes to fetch the wine and a pair of glasses, and lays the kotatsu with plates and cutlery. Kakashi helps by shoving his paperwork onto the floor. The stamp and ink pad clatter toward the TV. Guy hopes it's only Kakashi's personal stamp, and not anything more important. Kakashi pours the wine. Guy's a total lightweight, and they both know it, so he only needs half a glass. Kakashi's glass ends up a bit too full in Guy's opinion, but he's not going to judge, and he's not going to complain. He can't remember the last time he saw Kakashi drink. Nights at the bar with Asuma, Kurenai, Genma, and the others happen so infrequently these days, but he remembers them fondly. A tipsy Kakashi is quite a sight. He never joins them for karaoke, which Guy has lamented about for many hours, but perhaps one day. One day, when he's the Hokage and has no excuse, he'll be in charge of his own schedule, planning his own meetings and delegating his missions, busy with the council and administration, working hard with TNI and overseeing the academy and the hospital and... Guy aborts a mouthful of wine. It sloshes over his lap and onto Kakashi, snuggled up beside him. They haven't even started their meal yet, and already Kakashi is food comaing. Kakashi's not even Hokage yet, and he's already busy enough to work through the night. He certainly can do anything he puts his mind to. Of that, Guy has no doubt. But are there enough hours in the day for his Hokage duties? His students, missions, trainings, his friends, and challenges with Guy?
You're not drunk already, are you? Kakashi asks, nose wrinkling. He tops up Guy's glass.
Guy dabs the spill up with his mended jacket. It already has to go through a wash.
No. I was just thinking.
Still. About you becoming the Hokage.
Ah, says Kakashi. He casts a strange look at his wine, happy and yet sad at once. He smiles around the rim of his glass.
Changed your mind.
Of course not! Guy's cry is so vehement that he almost flings the kotatsu over. Their plates and chopsticks rattle. The wine stain in his lap is already dry, and in the late summer evening, it's all Guy can smell. Perhaps he is a little tipsy. His face, red with indignation, is unusually warm.
I stand by what I said! You'll make a wonderful Hokage, and the village will be better with you at its head.
Kakashi says. He's grown quiet. He still seems to be enjoying his drink, but in the way a man enjoys the free fall before he hits the ground.
But... Guy reins his alcohol-addled brain in. He breathes in, near woozy from the stench of wine. He focuses on Kakashi's expression instead, his wine-pink lips and waiting frown. waiting to be kissed or disappointed. What was it that Guy had said this morning? We will have each other. We will grow old. Guy. He throws an arm over Kakashi's shoulder and squeezes him into a hug. There is no but, he decides. There are going to be many important things in your life that will take up much of your time. You will have many responsibilities, and I hope you will allow me to support you. This morning, Kakashi's glare had been unexpected and dazed. Now it's dazed for a different reason, and wide with incredulity. You think I wouldn't? I don't know where you got the idea from, Kakashi says, swishing his drink around. He pauses. From me. Guy's swift, no, is apparently ignored. I don't want things to change, Kakashi continues defensively. But they might, and I don't think I can stop that now. I know you said we were going to be carefree old men. Don't look at me like that. You said it. But that doesn't really apply to Kages, you know. He muffles himself in the wine. Realistically. Guy hugs him harder. You're still thinking of Lord Forth. Kakashi's mouth winces. It's an expression he's used to hiding behind his mask. It's hard. Not too. I never really thought of him as young, but... He was. Yeah. The wine must have loosened Kakashi's tongue. It certainly loosened Guy's tears. You will not die young. You know I will lay my life down for you in a heartbeat. Kakashi winces harder, chugs more of his drink. That's not exactly what I had in mind. I know. I really can't do this without you. You can, Guy says. He sniffs loudly. His tears might be evaporating on his cheeks. You've done many things without me. I really haven't, Kakashi insists, turning his face into Guy's shoulder. You've always been there. I hope you'll still be there, even when I'm stuck up in that office dying of boredom. Otherwise, I might end up making paper planes out of mission reports. An admin really might kill me. You'll have to be there to stop them. Guy laughs. The future sounds bright, put like that. I promise, even if we don't have time for our challenges anymore. It's Kakashi's turn to startle. What? I thought our challenges were eternal. It's sweet to hear him say that so freely. Guy's stomach flips pleasantly, but he is careful to say, our rivalry is eternal. Semantics, Kakashi huffs. Unless you're giving up on me. Never! Then what's this about our challenges ending? I challenge you right now. Eating contest. Winner gets a point and tops tonight. Guy sputters. Unless you were thinking about something else earlier. No, that is agreeable, of course. I am up for any challenge. It's only the food isn't... Smoke bursts across the kotatsu, shrouding Guy's apartment in gray. Bull's cumbersome head tips out of it, and from his jaw, he drops a plastic bag onto Kakashi's lap. It's slobbery and oozing sauce. Fakun raises a paw in greeting as the smoke disappears. His nose wrinkles. Both dogs side-eye the wine. No change. Kakashi asks, gesturing for the coin. We're keeping it for compensation, Pakun drawls. Bull says nothing, but he never has. He blinks woeful eyes. And here I thought we were friends, Kakashi whines. He de-summons the dogs with a quick hand sign. Pakun's laughter lingers in the smoke. Guy starts dishing up their meal. It won't remain on their plates for long, if their challenge has anything to say about it. He grins. More wine? Kakashi asks. The bottle is almost empty. Guy shakes his head. I cannot hope to win if I'm inebriated, rival. Oh-ho, so you're hoping to win. That's fine by me. Kakashi says with a smirk, as Guy blushes to the tips of his ears. Kakashi's eyes flutter prettily, drunkenly. He'll be sober once he's eaten their enormity of food. If Kakashi's not sober after all this, then Guy's already bundled a semi-conscious jonin into pajamas once today. He grins. He can most definitely do it again. But don't think I'll go easy on you, Kakashi warns. I am the future Hokage, you know. Guy laughs. He snaps apart a pair of chopsticks and slides them into Kakashi's hands. Then he swipes away the wine. For fairness's sake. The end. Thank you for listening.